Women of America. This is the Real Life Radio Show. I am your host, Jeanette, alongside my co-host, Alice. Hey, Alice, say hello to America.
It is a pleasure to be at your service today, America, and for the next few episodes, you're in for a treat.
All right, friends, let's get started. The show from here only gets better. The way we are going to do things around here is we are going to have 3 episodes. The first and the second, we will have a question of the hour, and you guys can call in and say what's on your mind. And then another caller can call in and relate to your experiences.
Speaking of question, our first question is, what have been some misunderstandings or challenges that have gone wrong in your family?
I want to go first. Growing up, I was a lonely child. I didn't have that much friends. My dad was a drunk. He was drunk all day, every day. And my mom just felt like she didn't have to take responsibilities as a mother. Even when I graduated from college, I didn't even have anyone to come share with me that special moment.
You know, Jeanette, my family was there, but not in the way I needed them to be. They cared for me and did everything they could, but even then I felt alone. No one understood me. My parents didn't know I had problems making friends or fitting in. I turned to the life of drugs, and that changed my life. I tried to stop many times, but I kept turning back, and I didn't know how bad it was until I ended up in a mental asylum.
Well, lucky for you, you had a family that loved and cared for you. But I wonder who our first caller is going to be to call in and relate to our problems. Like, we have our first caller. Hello?
Hey, Jeanette, how you doing?
Hey.
My name is Atticus, and my sister has moved into my house recently. I love her, but we're having some disagreements. She thinks I should raise my kids differently than I think, but for the most part, I'm letting her have her way. My kids, Jem and Scout, they feel like their whole lives are being changed. I tried to tell them that Aunt Alexandra is only trying to help, but they still feel like she's being unfair and strict. How can I make them feel better about this? And how can I defend against Alexandra trying to teach my kids stuff that I do not want them to learn?
Thank you, Atticus. Those are some great questions. Maybe the next caller can be some help for you. Hello?
Hello, I'm Ron Burgundy, Channel 4 News, but you probably already know me. I understand what you are going through, my friend. I have also had trouble connecting with my kid about a problem we were dealing with. When my wife was promoted to the evening news and I was fired, I got a little jealous and argued with my wife. This resulted in a 3-month separation from her. I had a 7-year-old son and had to explain what had happened. You see, kids need to hear things very slowly. It helps you hear their input on what they are thinking. My kid, at first, was not very understanding to the situation, but after some talking, he was much more okay with it. I just had to explain to him that I was moving out for a little and will not be with him for long, but things will look better soon. If your kids just understand the situation and be optimistic about the future, they'll be a lot more understanding. I really think that using this strategy could help you out with dealing with your problem. Good luck and stay classy.
Thank you so much, Ron. Atticus, did that help you?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Good. Well, that's all for today. See you next time.
Stay tuned, America. Next week, we have a new question that might be able to help you get through your problems. Bye for now.